Blog Talk Radio.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways, fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. And it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. Ironic cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring.
Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? There's no wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan pondering, cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict, cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD talking me in the head, keep knocking, nobody. Home. I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just
friends with
the
monster.
One day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian, but until then Trump get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that bump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback, Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft, turn nothing into something, still can make that draw in the gold dump. I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Get along with
WFSO Aftermath Show. I finally got the crew with me, although half of them were like, whatever.
I'm always with you when you do shows. I choose to listen to them in the bedroom.
Well, we just confirmed that Philadelphia is one of the dumbest crowds that they ever have. Let's see, what else we found out? Wrestling fans are smarks that can never stay happy with what's going on.
Some people need to read more about wrestling families.
Exactly. And probably need to stop reading dirt sheets.
Oh, my God, yes.
Because that's all that's going on, just people reading dirt sheets get all pissed off and disappointed. That's why I was hoping that they would at least, do a swerve on just one of those things. You just hope they would have swerved just to shut them up. But
they've obviously got a set program because it's leading up to WrestleMania, so.
Right. Just crazy.
For those of you who can't hear, we're watching it on WWE Network, so we've got the replay going on right now.
Right. Maybe this one won't, freeze up or anything.
Maybe the fans will leave happy.
Well, they ain't left happy. Cause
what's the chance for refund or anything to go by?
I thought that was funny, they want refunds. It's too late. You already paid for it. They don't want a refund. It's like they're hoping that Donald Trump will be there or something. Everybody gets their refunds back.
I remember that. You were in Green Bay for that one.
Yeah. Okay, there's a question that somebody posted on a different group that I'm just going to read. Has WWE title ever changed hands on the pay-per-view sandwich between the Rumble and Mania? Whatever it was, No Way Out or Elimination Chamber, the title match has always seems pointless. Now, I highly doubt Brock will even defend it at Fastlane. Wouldn't be surprised if he don't.
No, I don't think he will.
So we're going to sit and suffer for the next 8 weeks for a title that's supposed to mean something, once again seems worthless. But what more can we say?
The thing is that people got to realize that they're going to be pushing in newer talent because there's only so long that you're going to have the likes of John Cena, The Rock, Big Show, Kane. You can see they're showing their age and everything now.
Mm-hmm.
And they have no choice. They've got to start bringing in younger, newer talent. They have to. And whether you like it or not, it's something that you really are never going to have any control over. It's got to happen, period. I mean, people are complaining, everyone was complaining about how The Undertaker he keeps going, he keeps wrestling, he should be over it by now. Yet everybody's complaining that he lost. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You have to, perhaps he could have lost to somebody other than Brock Lesnar. But he was going to lose eventually to someone.
Exactly. And it's like everybody complaining about, we want the new faces to be the face of WWE and stuff. And
that's what they're trying to do, people.
And it's like, I guess the fans want it to be their decision on who they should.
Right, but that's not how it works.
If they know business logic and business sense, they will know.
You've got to bring in the people who will make them the money.
Exactly.
And Roman Reigns has got fans. He's got that fan base the same as Cena. Women want to be with him. Men want to be like him. And kids look up to him. There you go.
And that's the thing. And well, either some of these guys want to admit it or not, they're jealous. Only reason say I got this jealous is like, who can bring the company a lot of money per year and plus making more money than anybody else on the roster? Probably me.
Well, isn't some of these ugly people in these wrestling groups who, watch a couple of WWE shows and think that they can do it? It's not them.
Exactly, and it's just sad. Like I said, there's a few people on here that's like complaining right now, and one looks like it could be a kid himself.
But you know what? If a kid complains, there's kind of that understanding to it. Do you know what I mean? If it really is a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have to, everyone, we all have our heroes, but a kid more so has their hero as to who they want to see win.
Mm-hmm. That they're, it's just that age that, you know, like, they always gonna want to see a hero, and that's how everybody was born, and everybody was thinking. But we got people that think they grown and they think they know it all, and just.
At the end of the day, I'd love to see some of these people who do all the complaining take over WWE and try and run that company.
They can't.
Because it's not just about, like, the wrestling and everything. You've got all these public appearances you've got to keep on top of, the injuries. You know, there's so much to it. And if you don't get that, then, you know, fine. But don't be complaining about it.
Yeah, and, like, this person saying, like, I'm going to make a legit case right now. People bitch when they want young talent pushed, but young talent won tonight, and people are clearly mad. Bitch about WWE not bringing it in the future, and then when it's brought in, you bitch.
Absolutely. That's just exactly what we just said.
Exactly. And, like, people can never be happy, because it's like when they want to, it's like, oh, it should be up to them to do it. To have them like, oh, this is the person I want to win. This person I want to win. But is he going to help that company grow in the long run?
The fact is that, yeah, everybody wanted Daniel Bryan to win. But we all know he's been out on an injury.
Mm-hmm.
We do not know what the doctors have exactly said in regards to him coming back. He might not be able to go through the schedule that someone with the belt is supposed to have, or somebody who's going up to WrestleMania is
right.
supposed to have. Also, there might be something commonly known as WWE about the plans for him that is going to give him a push. So perhaps this time next year we do see him holding the belt, or we see him at SummerSlam holding the belt.
Right, exactly. It's just sad. Just really, really sad. And at least some people, it's like, there's some people that's not even fans of his, but they understand why, what they did with Roman Reigns.
You don't know why they booed me when I'm not me good.
Oh, man. But I guess we can just talk about the matches, shall we?
Yeah,
you gotta say your opinions on the matches too.
I was talking to Anthony for a month, over.
Do what you can.
Okay, I will say the one that I watched, the Royal Rumble itself. I already said my opinion. I think it's hilarious that people were asking for refunds. I think that it's the Divas match I saw part of, but I wasn't really paying much attention to it. On what I saw match wise, it was an okay pay-per-view. I was disappointed, it has to be said, that they didn't bring some more surprise entrants into the pay-per-view. Like, as I said, they should have kept it quiet about Daniel Bryan, because that would have been a game-changer for the whole thing. Even
right.
if he got eliminated, it would have been a complete game-changer.
Oh, my God. You see this? Oh, somebody...
Moses just recorded it.
Oh, man. But, it's like hard to, sometimes it's like you get to that point, like, hard to say something because, like, fans can be, like, so stupid.
Well, Well, and people, this is the thing that I don't like, and part of the reason why, as you know, I've kept out of a lot of wrestling issues. It's not that the fans can be stupid. Well, yeah, but they can be, but that's not the point. It's the, you, if you have an opinion or a view on something, it turns into a character assassination.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I really don't have time for that. If I wanted to deal with, like, high school bullshit, I'd go to school with my son and deal with proper high school kids.
Right, exactly. And just belittling somebody because they like certain people is just dumb.
I like Roman Reigns. I always have liked Roman Reigns.
It's like, I never had a problem with the guy. I know there's a few issues that he needs work on, but still, it's like...
But that's the whole thing. John Cena didn't come out being the smooth talker and with mic skills and everything that he has now.
Right.
You know, he started off somewhere, and he wasn't, you know... I'm sure there were people out there like, what the hell? You know, he ain't going to amount to nothing, and all this lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it is.
That's just crazy. But... Okay, let's just do the matches. New Day versus Cesaro and Tyson Kidd, which ended up being a tag match.
With, surprised
the crowd was booing. Yeah, that was my big surprise that the crowd was booing. It's like, I don't know. That crowd just really disappointed me. It just really did. But, well, I was wrong on this prediction. Kidd and Cesaro did win the match. New Age Outlaws versus Ascension is probably the only match that I got right.
That was about as interesting as the Divas match.
The Ascension did win the match. Oh, crap. What else? Of course, you was mentioning the Diva match, the Diva tag team match. I was wrong on that one, too.
Who won it, actually? Cause I
oh, the Bella Twins won.
Okay.
Yeah, they beat Natalya and Paige. Don't know how, but they did. Let's see. Oh, yeah, the WWE Tag Team Championship match. It's probably one of the matches that was, like, pretty good. They just can't... that nobody should be complaining about.
Someone will.
And, you know, a few people will probably make an excuse or a reason or anything like that. Because they probably will complain. Your match set too. Which probably was the only, I wouldn't say like, well, we'll just get into that later, but the Usos did retain. And let's move on. Then there was the WWE Championship match, which was, like, kind of brutal, and it's like one of the things that got you out of your seat was just like, wait, is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? And nope.
But then nobody really expected it to be perfectly honest.
Well, kind of true. But I guess it's like there's times I hope WWE just do a swerve just to mess with people. No, just to trick them.
Right.
Well, like you said, they had a set schedule that they want to do, and that's what they're going to roll with, no matter what people think. Brock did retain, and I guess, like, some people were saying, like, the match was horrible. And I can kind of see why, because all Brock Lesnar was kind of doing was, like, just German suplexes, then F5. So I can understand that. And it just looked like Cena and Rollins was doing all the work. But, I said, it is what it is. Of course, we were talking about the Royal Rumble match. We're not going to get on to it, but we did like few of the surprises. Like I said, Bubba Ray came out of nowhere, was in a Rumble match.
Boogeyman.
Boogeyman. and Diamond Dallas Page. I think that was like...
That was pretty much
it. Yeah, because... And I'm not adding Zack Ryder because he probably was sitting in the back for months and not put in WWE program. So let's see. So if Daniel Bryan would have won the Rumble to face Brock Lesnar, we really believe that not 100% Daniel Bryan could withstand 16 German suplex. I agree that Roman is not ready for the spotlight, but don't put Daniel Bryan in the match with Brock. He's not fully healed. If something happens and the Undertaker and Bryan can't come back, then what would you say?
Didn't I say that?
Right. You did.
And that's my thing, is that we don't know the health of Daniel Bryan to be able to do the schedule needed.
Right.
And as I say, we don't know what else has been planned. Maybe they've said, okay, this is what we'll do, this is, you know, what we won't do.
Right, as y'all do kind of see that with the Dolph Ziggler situation when he was the World Heavyweight Champion, that after he had that concussion, they had to be safe with him. But what more can you do? We're probably just going to end it as that. Does anybody else got anything to add about tonight's pay-per-view or anything?
My chicken for the dinner was really good.
Yes, it was. Do you have anything to add?
I thought Royal Rumble was alright because I was adding more surprises. I was hoping to see what the beer was drunk by the Lord by the
rest. Yeah, I kind of. But yeah, Sting is limited to like 6 appearances, so.
They're probably holding on to him also for WrestleMania.
Yeah. Of course, he's going to have a match at WrestleMania. That's going to be a given, so.
Okay.
So, don't forget about tomorrow's episode of WFSO Aftermath. We're going to still talk about the pay per view, and also we're going to talk about what happened on Raw and. Also, we're going to talk about the Feast of Fire segment with TNA, and plus probably talk about a little bit of New Japan Pro Wrestling, which had debuted not this past week, but the week before, which is going to be very interesting. So, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.com, check out the website for news and information, and don't believe all news, because all news are just number rumors. But look for us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, subscribe to our YouTube videos. Of course, Hazel ain't going to do it. But anyway, from Don and Hazel, my cousin, which he's pretty busy playing with his phone, and myself, you guys have a good night, and hopefully you listen to WFSO Aftermath tomorrow evening at 10:30 p.m. Central Time on this same station. Good night, everybody.